Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter. Babu Fadl al-Bukai min khashyatillahi ta'ala wa shuqan ilayhi. The chapter on the virtue of weeping due to the fear of Allah ta'ala and longing for Him. So this chapter has both. One is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is weeping due to the fear of Allah ta'ala. At the same time, he is longing for Allah ta'ala. Longing. The person had hopes in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Then obviously he'll long to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very great quality to have. A person desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala lin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اقرا علي القران قلت يا رسول الله اقرا عليك وعليك انزل قال اني احب ان اسمعه من غيري فقرات عليه سوره النساء حتى جئت الى هذه الايه فكيف اذا جئنا من كل امه بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا النساء قال حسبك الان فالتفت اليه فاذا عيناه تذرفان متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, recite the Quran to me. What a honor. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, a great, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, you recite the Quran to me. Who's telling? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, you recite the Quran to me. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I recite the Quran to you when it was revealed to you? He was surprised. Oh Rasulullah said, I must recite Quran to you when Quran Sharif was revealed to you. In other words, considered himself to be nothing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I love to hear it from someone other than myself. In other words, I also desire to hear Quran Sharif being read also. One is listening to someone else reading. So Naya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I love to hear it to be recited from someone else. So Abdullah says, I recited the Quran, I recited Surah An-Nisa to him until I reached this verse. Which verse? This verse here. How will it be when we shall bring forth a witness from every nation and call you to be a witness to them? That we shall bring forth a witness from every nation and telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will call you to be a witness over them. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I reached this here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, what? Hasbuka al-an. This is sufficient. For now, this is sufficient. He said, when I turned to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eyes were flowing with tears. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tearing. His eyes were flowing with tears. So ulama explained that why was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes flowing with tears? One was because of his mercy and concern for his ummah, that what will happen to his ummah when he will be called as to testify over his own ummah. So Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to tear for this, and obviously it will lead to their punishment if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to testify against his own ummah. Or the second reason ulama explained why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried was because of this difficult scene of the day of Qiyamah. Every ummah there will be people to testify against him. So this scene that is created, so because of the scene of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to tear, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be called to intercede on behalf of his ummah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi stated that to weep while listening to the Quran Sharif is the quality of the arifin. Arifin are those that recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to weep while reciting Quran Sharif, this is the quality of the special close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that recognize Allah ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi stated that it is mustahab to weep while listening to the Quran. Sometimes it comes part ayat of azab, sometimes ayat referring to the qiyamah in a difficulty, speaking about the qabr, etc. So then, naturally a person should become soft, naturally a person should cry. So it is mustahab for a person to weep whilst listening to the Quran. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi stated, it is mustahab to weep while reciting the Quran, or at least to adopt the appearance of a weeping person. Sometimes we can't weep, we are not so soft-hearted. It happens such that we hear Quran and we don't, it doesn't affect us, Allah Ta'ala save us, it doesn't affect us, but at least we can adopt the face of a weeping person. Sad, these are the ayat of the Quran. So many ayat are being read and we listen to it. At least we can adopt the face of a weeping person. The last thing we should be doing is talking stories whilst Quran is being played, especially when Quran is played in the car or sometimes it's played in the house. Children are speaking, the parents are speaking, and Quran Sharif is being unnoticed. Here we can see what attention Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving to the listening of the Quran, that he is listening to every word, paying attention to it, his eyes were flowing, and when he didn't want, and he felt it was enough, immediately it was Abdullah ibn Saud radiallahu anhu, hasbuka al-an, enough for now. Not that Quran was being recited and his attention was elsewhere. Allah Ta'ala save us. Whenever Quran is played, we should ensure that we are listening carefully, and if we need to speak for whatever reason, put it off. Or tell the person that is reading, stop reading, and then we may speak. But it should never be that we show disrespect to the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.